Today, the 46 million Americans who receive food stamps will have to make do with a little less. A temporary benefit that was part of the federal stimulus program has expired. Joining us now to explain is NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith. And Tamara, how much has been cut?
So it's about a $5 billion cut just this year. On an individual level, that, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, for a family of three would be $29 a month. Hmm. That, say, a single mom and two kids. For a family of four, it's $36 a month. And to put this into a larger perspective, I've spoken to some charitable organizations, the folks that do food banks and soup kitchens. They say nationwide, all of the charitable food aid in the country in a year doesn't even add up to this $5 billion. So they're saying there's no way that charities can make up for this.
And why is it happening now? This is all related to the stimulus bill, right?
Yes, exactly. This is related to the stimulus. In 2009, part of the stimulus added more money to the food stamp program, giving each family a little bit more money in their monthly food stamp checks. It was seen as a way to just inject money right into the economy because money for food stamps multiplies in the economy about $1.70 for every dollar spent on food stamps. Well, 2009 was a long time ago, and this was set to run out, and it is now running out.
And has there been a push within Congress to extend it?
The president had proposed extending it as part of his budget until March 2014, but there is truly no political appetite to extend this thing. It reminds me of the payroll tax holiday, which about a year ago was going to expire and was going to affect basically every American. And there was just no political will to do anything about it, and it expired. In this case, 46 million people will be affected, and there just isn't any talk of doing anything about it. The Obama administration, although they had proposed this, isn't making a big deal out of it. Democrats largely aren't making a big deal out of it. And Republicans in Congress, in fact, are debating how much the food stamp program should be cut, not whether this should be extended.
And it's all wrapped up into the farm bill, which is currently in a House Senate conference committee. What might happen to the farm bill, and what might that mean for the SNAP program?
The Farm Bill Conference Committee is meeting now, and the differences between the House and Senate bills are pretty huge, especially when it comes to the food stamp, the SNAP program. Republicans in the House have proposed cutting $40 billion from the program over 10 years. On the Senate side, Democrats have proposed a $4 billion cut over 10 years, so it's a tenfold difference. And no doubt it will not be $40 billion, though it likely won't be $4 billion either. They're trying to work that out. But given that the discussion is about how much to cut, it makes it clear that there is really no talk of extending this stimulus benefit.
And when you talk about billions of dollars, it seems like a huge number that's very far away. Of course, you have been reporting on this for a long time. Tell us a little bit about the people who rely on SNAP to get food for their family.
It's 46 million people right now. In part, that's because the economy has just not recovered in a way that has helped people enough. Most of the people who are on food stamps are either working or children or disabled or elderly. So the idea of folks just sitting at home living off of food stamps isn't really the reality out on the ground. It's a lot of children. One in four children in America are in households that receive SNAP, and it's a lot of working people.
NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith on today's big cuts to the food stamp program. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.